The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast on the internet. We look at funny reviews from said internet. From places like Amazon, Google, reviews, Yelp, Metacritic, question mark?
Whoa.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Spoiler. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing dandy. I don't want to talk about my life. I want to talk about reviews.
Do you have one then, Mr. Fancy Pants?
I do. I have a review submitted to me by my cousin Cade. My cousin. I don't need to say anything more about him.
Thanks, cousin Cade.
He golfs way better than I do, but his brother golfs really well too. I'm not going to pick favorite golfer cousins. They're both great.
Yeah, you don't want to upset the golfer cousins. They hold
they
clubs.
They have weapons. This is a Yelp review. Yelp! For Harry and the Natives, located in beautiful Hobe Sound, Florida.
What's a Hobe Sound like?
I hear the golfing is great this time of year, probably every time of year. I had to scroll to the top to find the location, which is stupid of me because it's posted on the side and on a locked bar that I didn't need to scroll up to see.
It was there the whole time. Even when you could have ran away from it, it stuck with you.
Yes. But now that I'm scrolling back down to the review, I see a couple of questions asked to the community that I feel like sharing. Someone asks, can you bring dogs? And Mar B answers, no, I have never seen any there. You might have to call a restaurant to check on it.
Yeah. Sounds like they really had the fucking knowledge, you know, the authority to answer that question. Thanks, bud.
There is a second question. Are dogs allowed in the outdoor dining area? Service animals only, says James B. As far as I can remember, drunks, yes. Good dogs, no.
A lot of jokesters on this fucking Yelp
jokesters.
Page.
In any case, forget the jokesters. Let's get to Michael L's review. Michael writes, if you're looking for a place with tons of Confederate flag things, jokes about immigrants, and notes that say, don't blame me, I voted for Jeff Davis, who was the president of the Confederacy, you have found the right place. And the staff says it's no biggie. One star.
What the staff says goes, in my book.
I guess, yeah. They see the customer's always right, but when you're in Florida, the rules are kind of a little looser. that reminds me of a strange point, actually. The Florida man phenomena, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that could very well be tied to the way that, like, crime reporting laws are in Florida.
Really?
And that they're allowed to, like, publish more details than other states allow.
Oh, the tan your ass law, as they call it, where you can just, they're a criminal, you can post whatever the fuck you want about them, go for it.
I guess, yeah. So that's why, I read an article or maybe saw a comment on Reddit or something that there was something to the effect of what I very clearly just stated. But I wouldn't doubt it. It would make sense. Which means it's probably not true. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to a restaurant in Florida, I'm expecting anything goes rules, right?
Yeah, especially divey local bar. They got people are drawing on every single solitary surface with Sharpies.
The waiter.
The waiter. I want you to remember that I was here, Rodney.
Last time you messed up my order, let me write medium well across your fat face.
And Rodney just has to take it.
Rodney he says, well, anything goes. It's Florida.
We survive on tourist dollars here in Hobe Sound.
That's true. That is sort of, that's probably why Florida is the way it is.
You gotta have those awful, stupid signs hanging on the wall. If you got an outboard motor, you go in here. If you got an inboard motor, you go in here.
Funny stuff, Florida.
Funny stuff. That's genitals jokes, but with boats.
The Florida businesses have to primarily market to the two worst groups America has to offer. Tourists and old people.
I was going to say boomers and people from the East Coast. Sorry, anyone who falls within that demographic.
Rich vacationers from the East Coast.
Yeah, Boston, New York. Just like, you guys started off good. When this country was in its early stages, East Coast people.
That's all we had.
Nowadays.
The West Coast was like the left side of Connecticut.
Yeah. Anyway, I have another review that I want to read real quick.
Sure.
On Harry and the Natives. This is from Diltz G, who says he's from Florida. Diltz writes, Diltz digs this place. If you're an uptight, sad sack with zero sense of humor, you may not like the atmosphere. The food is on par with any tiki bar in the area. There's often a wait, but there's always something to keep you entertained while you wait for a table. Last week, there was an Elvis impersonator. The week before that, as Diltz was waiting for a table for breakfast, there was some seemingly drunk lady who couldn't get her Bentley started and was soliciting anyone who was foolish enough to make eye contact with her for help. When she approached Diltz, who never did make eye contact, for help, Diltz feigned a heart attack. That generally works, and it did in this case, as she moved on to the next unsuspecting soul. Note to the lady with the Bentley. Next time, call AAA, and then maybe AA. 5 stars.
We have found a Confucius-like wisdom giver in the strangest of places, in a review for a Florida dive bar. I was so ready to make fun of Diltz's name.
Yeah.
I was going to just say Diltz in an obnoxious voice after the review.
Diltz.
But Diltz went and took the power away from me, didn't he?
Diltz made itself an entity, right? A brand, almost.
The first line, he circumnavigated any sort of tomfoolery I was going to have at his expense, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then Diltz goes on to offer some sage advice. If a stranger who is talking to you is bugging you, you don't want to say do not interact, but you want it to be clear. You just want to basically avoid that conversation. You just want it to happen. Just grab your chest, start screaming, and pretending to seize up. They're going to leave you alone.
That, or they'll try to help you maybe, but chances are in this day and age, we all care about ourselves and very little else except our phones. Getting out of here.
That's a lovely Midwestern thought you had, people caring about each other. The rules are different in Florida, I'm afraid.
That's true. Yeah, check their wallet when they finally stop shaking.
9 out of 10 people you meet there are going to die within days.
9 out of 10 people are probably iguanas.
And man, I gotta tell you, I don't give a shit about iguanas.
Me either. Iguana Joe.
If I see Iguana Joe seizing up on the street, I'm afraid I'm gonna mind my own business.
Me too.
Shall we move on?
One final thing. Diltz mentions a Bentley. So verified rich lady at this rich lady in Florida.
All those nice things I said about Diltz.
Uh-huh.
Diltz can get Bentley'd, as far as I'm concerned.
Give me your review.
Yep, let's bring it back to Amazon, our home away from home. Matt, what struck me about this next product was the image.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. I'll read the title of the product and then try and describe it for our audience.
Okay.
Sending this. This review is for the Emoin Dancing Cactus, Talking Cactus Toy, Sunny the Cactus, Repeats What You Say, Electronic Dancing Cactus Toy with Lightning, Singing Cactus, Recording Cactus, Mimicking Toy for Kids.
Bit of a supercalifragy title, if I do say so myself.
Yes, I do love a good supercalifrage. And the image with it, Matt, do you want to take a crack at describing it for everybody?
Yes, this is a dancing cactus that generally you've probably seen on Instagram Reels or TikTok alongside a cat that is probably not amused. Mm-hmm. However, in this fantastic promotional image, we see said dancing cactus. We see its ectoplasmic movement spirit on either side of it, just showing you it's vibrating with energy.
You would even say maybe perhaps it's after image.
It's anime after image. It can't, like, one single image was taken, but three images of the cactus are there. It's moving so fast.
Mm-hmm. It's gyrating with such force.
Gyrating so fast around it, cascading like the north winds, comes a bar of music, a rainbow clef with all sorts of quarter notes. Just dance. I couldn't tell you what it is. Once upon a time, I could have. But then, finally, the pièce de résistance on this is the bemused infant in a mustard yellow shirt and ketchup
Kool-Aid
red
pants.
Yeah, it's a lemonade shirt and strawberry red pants, and this baby's just looking at the cactus like
I've never seen such depth of thought in a child's eyes. This child, what, you 1 year old, something like that?
Yes, it's crawling. It's a crawler.
It's one of those crawlers. And it looks like the camera could zoom into this baby's eyes and you would see the whole universe of dancing cactuses.
One of those brain blasts.
I always think it's funny to refer when you start making memories as when you turned on as a kid. For example, I turned on when I do not remember the act. I just remember the punishment. Ooh. There was a steep, tall staircase in the duplex I grew up in with my parents. And I had drawn all over the walls, up and down the white walls. Obviously a rental place, you know, a duplex.
Uh-huh.
With crayon. And my punishment was to sit and watch my mom clean it.
Whoa.
And the remorse sitting at the top of the stairs, the boredom, the regret, that just that woke me up. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You got unjacked from the Matrix. Suddenly your fantasy world of fleeting moments and nothingness could no longer exist. And everything had an impact from then on.
Memories are being
made. You started finally, writing to file.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The
everything
the hard
else
drive
was in
started
temp folder.
See, that's what I think is happening to this baby. This cactus started that process about 4 years early.
Yeah, it's going. Oh.
So, without further ado, let's get to this review. This review from Amazon for that dancing cactus is by Jules. They title it Very Upset Profanity.
What?
They write, "The song this cactus sings is the Polish cow song. When translated to English, this song sings about cocaine, heroin, and other disgusting things. 5 stars.
I am so confused. I guess I wasn't listening to all of the various adjectives and verbs and pronouns that were in that supercalifrage title. Mm-hmm. But was song in there? Did it say it's singing a song? I heard repeat. I know that.
It's Talking Cactus Toy, Sunny the Cactus Repeats What You Say.
Yeah. Okay.
A singing cactus recording cactus. Okay. Let me look at the bullet points here. It's less coded.
Does it say? Yeah. The Polish cow song? Number one request?
So the first one, the title of the bullet is Repeat Cactus Toy / Talking Cactus Toy. The bullet then reads, recording and repeating and glowing and talking and wiggling and mimicking and singing and dancing.
Right. Yeah, that's the classic. The dog barks at it and it barks back.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, this is hilarious.
There are multiple buttons, if you'll notice, on the bass. So perhaps one is a record, one is a sing. But it says, dancing cactus, repeat what you say. Dancing cactus, light up singing. Our shipping address is in LA? Why does they infer that? More options. If you only need singing and swinging cactus, please click on the brand.
Singing and swinging.
Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about how to put the batteries in. They're talking about, okay. The mimicking cactus toy, sing multiple cheery songs. Dancing cactus, repeat what you say. Dancing cactus recording. So I was wrong. It has not made it more clear. Oh, this does. Okay. So there are multiple versions. Bear with me, folks. We got A, Dancing Cactus Mimicking, $25. A, Dancing Cactus Volume Adjustment, $23.
Oh, good.
Dancing Cactus Talking, $20. Dancing Jamaican Mike, $28. $28.99, excuse me.
Racism costs more.
Dancing Jamaican Sax, okay?
Sax?
If you take the maraca out of the Jamaican cactus's hands and put in a sax, same price.
Okay.
Good to know. Talking cactus plus box plus children's song, $28.99.
You get children?
Comes with a kid in the picture. Talking cactus, dancing cactus plus box, $27.99. Talking dancing cactus family, it's sort of two cactuses chilling.
Out of control.
$26.99. Talking sing dancing cactus, $18.99. That's the base model. So I think I've offered us more questions than answers here.
Yes.
I don't think this is the official listing, if that's hasn't become clear yet. But every version of the cactus has an enamored child.
Well, of course, obviously.
Except talking dancing cactus plus box. Child looks a little apprehensive. A little fearful of what's
child
to come.
Must be being brought up in a Polish household, because I've located the song, I've copied the lyrics, I've translated the lyrics.
Okay.
First lyric, I have only one thing on my mind. Second lyric, 5 grams of coke. Yeah.
Well,
this is I'm hungry like a hen.
Hen, you know, what do hens do all day but fucking eat? You know what I mean? Am I right, folks? Am I right out there, gentlemen? All right. I know you all got hens around the house that are just eating and shitting eggs. It's like,
brother F's my effing face in my head, a brawl like on TV.
Yeah, dude. This song sounds fucking cool. It's no wonder these kids are being activated by
this
toy.
The snake. White chemistry. Effing descent is so exhausting, as if the locusts are effing you.
These kids are hearing songs in another language about being gangbanged by locusts because you sampled the white snake a little too much, and
I want a leopard kick.
Boy, if it isn't just making them come to, perking up their ears a little bit, you know? This is different, they think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good God. I know, just a tiny bit of Polish, being in the suburbs of Chicagoland.
Right.
I should stop looking at this for fear that it might stick in my mind, and instead of saying, my hat, or okay, the two phrases that I know, I might say something else.
You might say, I need those sweet, sweet locusts gangbanging
me. Give me a
where
sprinkle, Johnny.
At least it's in moderation, you know? They're not asking for a mountain here. They just want a gram, a sprinkle. It's they're really being safe, if you ask me.
Is it a jam, though? If it's a jam, then.
Is it a jam? I don't know.
I've got a Kickstarter. Okay. Oh. It's very European. But there's a sweet gif of a dancing cow, so I'm good with it.
Right.
Yeah, this is a jam.
It's a jam?
It's a jam. Well, as soon as, like, the synths come in. Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, statistically, some of the children that are going to get these cactuses, with or without the influence of these Polish subliminal messages, are going to become drug addicts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So I feel like this cactus is just trying to get ahead of it a little bit, right? They said, kids, we know you're going to do some coke, all right? It's out there. It's around.
It's around the corner.
It's right around the corner. I mean, your hard drive just turned on. Next thing you know, you'll be in fifth grade looking to store a gram. And we're just asking, you know, do it in moderation. Just a little sprinkle, Johnny.
Hey, Billy, give me a sprinkle, please.
just a sprinkle.
Just sprinkle, man. I can't make it through recess on my own, man. I just gotta have a hit, man.
Mr. Lewinsky found my stash in gym, man.
Oh, no.
I could barely run the suicides.
We gotta take him out, man.
You know, in America, what do you expect? The Polish people are trying to help us, all right?
Trying to educate us.
Yeah, they're a little bit more well-adjusted over on the other side of the pond.
They've had years more. They've been around longer than the U.S. of A.
Right. They said, hey, when you rear these children, here in Poland, we've got great childcare, right? Everyone's provided with that little healthcare package on the way home from the hospital with the baby.
Maybe that's a different country. Maybe that's like Sweden or something, where there's the show with the man with the really long penis. You know, you heard about that thing?
I haven't heard about it, but I'm intrigued.
We'll have to talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
But hey, they're okay with things like that there. It's a children's show, and yes, the man has a really long penis and he uses it like a helicopter and all sorts of death-defying situations. In America, oh, can't do that. Penis, no good.
Yeah, Captain Poland sounds way cooler than Captain America. We just have a shield. They have a fucking magic penis. Do you have a review?
I do. I have a review that was sent to me by the gentleman who runs Reviews from the Tub. He's a YouTuber / streamer / guy we kind of rubbed shoulders with once, and I guess we'll do it again.
We are social media content creator
media
homies.
Savvies, yes. He's our friend there, so.
A work friend, almost.
Work friend, a friend from work. Mm. So this is a Yelp review of the Wanaku service station left by Tub R. The Tub reviewer. Literally, he has YouTube videos of him in a bathtub reviewing food and drink and other things. If it sounds gross, yeah. But people watch all sorts of weird stuff, so hey.
Yeah, I've watched grosser for my own sick pleasures. It's pretty tame to me.
Same. So Tub R writes, "It's always nice to have the creepy individual pumping your gas, spouting off about politics, especially when nothing I say or do gives this goon any inkling as to which way I lean politically. I don't need to feel attacked when all I want to do is get gas on the way home from work and avoid the mistake of telling myself I'll get gas in the morning. That never works out well. I don't care for his ridiculous take on politics, since I kind of don't trust him even pumping my gas. On many occasions, I've had gas spilled down the side of my car.
Oh.
Avoid this place. He's more worried about heating oil prices than he is about women's rights. This is a gas station in 2022, you drooling creep. 1 star. So.
I hate that. I hate that. I hate the assumption from someone else that you share their political alignment.
Yes.
It's very uncomfortable. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I don't think you should agree with me or anything, but I'd like to think I'm pretty left leaning. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very fond of Mr. Marx and his work. Just to say, I hold some political opinions that would make some people cringe.
Right, shrivel. They would shrivel like so much, I don't know, old paint.
Old being the key word.
Yes.
But but I don't. I think they have every right to that, and my desire not to make strangers cringe is much higher than my desire, infinitely, exponentially higher than my desire to spout off my political views to a stranger.
Right.
That's the opposite of what I want to do. I'd rather
There's more comfort in keeping to oneself than sharing.
Yeah, and I'm not a big small talk person. I could do without small talk a lot of the time. But that's what it's for. It's so you don't have to talk about politics.
Yes, you don't need to talk about important stuff. Quote, important stuff.
Right.
And when the Tub reviewer sent me this, I'm like, that's kind of like when you go and get a haircut and you don't know. I guess if you go to like Great Clips, it's some 20-year-old, you're going to be fine. Or it's some 38-year-old with dyed hair. You know what to expect, but you go to a quote, salon barber shop, and actually in my town, they're run by Polish ladies who usually do pretty good work, but I don't know what they're going to be talking about, and there's nowhere I can go, and they have two knives attached to each other at the back of my neck, so I'm very careful not to, like, let on that I'm disagreeing with almost everything they're saying.
I'm trepidatious when bringing up Marvel movies to strangers. If you're not down with watching Marvel movies, I don't want to bug you with that shit.
Yeah, because if you're not into it, you're just like, yeah, cool, man.
Right. I don't want to put someone in a position where they have to pretend to like Moon Knight.
Yeah, it's no different than talking about fantasy football or something like that. Like if you miss, if you look at someone, you judge them in your mind, you think, yeah, we're gonna be able to bounce this shuttlecock back and forth a few times. It's gonna be a great conversation.
Yeah.
We're gonna get steamed up doing it. If you miss, if that serve misses, you fire over the back line. Boy, that other person's just gonna stand there.
And the other variable here at work is. They're at work. No pun intended.
Yeah.
When I am in a customer service position, I want to be a blank slate.
You are base neutral.
Mm-hmm. I want them to leave with as little opinion about me as possible.
You need to be a forgotten face.
Right. Just like eating a banana, it's best if you don't even remember the experience. That's probably ideal.
The one thing I do want to comment, have you ever had someone pump gas for you?
I don't think I have. I know.
I haven't.
Some states,
that's the regular?
That's the norm, especially on the East Coast, I want to say.
I think that's where Tub R do be living.
Mm-hmm. I think around Jersey, maybe they still do that. Weird. I'm not sure why. I know in Japan they do it. Japan, I understand. Japan is the service culture, right? They fucking love that shit.
right.
Culturally, not personally, obviously. Historically. So I shouldn't even say they love giving service. They, you know, they love being served. And who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not the norm, you know, yeah, I would be a little... I'd be like, bro, I got it, dude. I can...
Yeah.
I know how the little clippy thing works where I don't have to hold the thing. That's all you got to know. That's the only trick here.
I'm not giving you a tip in your little paper hat. Get out of here.
Look, do you have to tip them?
I have no idea.
Gas prices be expensive.
Yeah,
gas
like $5 a gallon. I'm going out of my mind, even with the Prius.
You want to add 20% to your gas purchases every other week? Holy shit.
Already are. State tax, garbage. Let's not talk about politics.
Yeah. me and Matt are going to go de-politic in the break. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Take a trip with me. Don't Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to... That was exciting game show music. Because it is time for five-star review game.
Oh, really, really?
If you're a consistent reader of the blog, you may have read my review of the five-star review game. It's a board game that's based on reviews. It was really cool. I played it. Someone gave it to me. Hi, Jess. You're not listening. Bye, Jess.
Bye. No, thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Jess. I still don't know how she got this, because when I tried to look it up, like, I couldn't find it for purchase anywhere.
I looked into it, too, after you mentioned that to me.
It's like she reached through the time warp and pulled it out from the future. Even now, months later, it's strange.
Our blog post about that is one of the only sources of information about it on the internet.
Literally. I tried contacting the company on Instagram, because they said, oh, we'll have to feature your posts. And I reached out recently, like, is there a website I can redirect people to from our site? Because we're getting traffic on that page, but it's just our review. No response. I don't know. Shrugsville, man. Anyway.
Hey. This is lost.
A board game. Yeah, they're lost for sure. Our loss, too, if they were going to give us some moolah, but whatever.
Or even I'd take another free copy.
Yeah, why not? This is a board game. It's a fun game for two to, I don't know how many players. Go look at the blog or look it up online. We're not actually going to do it because we're separate and I'm not getting the board out. We're not going to try and Zoom a board game.
We're not virtual D&D-ing this thing.
What I'm going to do instead is read Brent a question from each of the five categories.
Okay.
Which include, to win the game, you got to get one of each. You got to get your five stars. Wink, wink.
Trivial Pursuit.
It's kind of Trivial Pursuit-esque, yes. But review-based. So yes. You're going to have to correctly answer a question in One Star Wonders, Mystery Basket, Facts and Stats, Historical Howlers, and Fill the Blanks.
Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like I'm on a real game show.
Right.
I'm really on the spot.
Okay. So do you have a favorite of those that you heard that you want to start with?
Just do it in the order you give me. That sounded juicy.
This is your One Star Wonders question. True or false? The worst film ever made, judging by online reviews at imdb.com, is Jaws 3D.
This is a true or false?
This is a true or false. I didn't look at these beforehand.
I know that movie sucks notoriously, right? Uh-huh. I know that movie is so bad it almost besmirches completely what Jaws 1 did for cinema.
Uh-huh.
But there is a lot of movies that are very bad. Uwe Boll, every movie he fucking made, no way any of those are better than Jaws 3. I'm going to say false.
False is correct.
Yes.
You've got one star. Moving on, Mystery Basket. This is described as, the category is what's being described here. It's written in yellow on white. So difficult.
Oh.
Which 1982 movie received this online review? Quote, unrealistic. An alien comes to Earth. Although fun, this story is too far-fetched. And it's a multiple choice. A, E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
B, The Gremlins. C, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You know, the one that popped in my head while you're reading it was E.T., so I'm going to go with E.T.
It is E.T.
Woo!
Some unrealistic, an alien comes to Earth. Wow. Yeah, that's too much. You're on a roll, man.
It's too much.
Okay, facts and stats. Sort out the truth from the fake news. Oh, yeah, this is a recent board game. Again, I don't know how Jess got it so quickly, but like one of the questions when we first played together referred to the pandemic of 2020.
Wow.
It's a during, like, this makes me sad reading this, and I'm confused. You lucky duck. It's not so difficult. It's another true and false somehow.
I'm beating your ass, dude.
True or false? In 2010, British historian Orlando Feigs admitted writing negative online reviews of other historians' work under a false name.
That's too awesome to be false. That's true, right?
It is true. I'm going to have to put that one aside. Look up that sourpuss.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get a toughie for a finale, hopefully, here, huh?
Yeah, hopefully. This is a historical howler. Wild reviews from the days before the internet.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? Which fellow writer did H.G. Wells call an idiot child screaming in a hospital? Multiple choice. A, Arthur Conan Doyle. Mm-hmm. B, George Bernard Shaw. C, Robert Louis Stevenson.
It's an English major question for the last one, but it is a hard one.
There's one more after this, actually.
C was
Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yes. I'm going to go C, Robert Louis Stevenson.
Ooh.
Was it Arthur Conan Doyle?
It was George Bernard Shaw.
George Bernard Shaw. That one just didn't...
Yeah, it felt like... I recognize the name. What's he known for?
Yeah, it felt like the least... I don't want to say notorious, the least well-known of the three, so that's kind of...
Irish playwright. What the heck did Georgie write? He wrote Pygmalion, Man and Superman, of course. Okay. I should have known that. Do you want another historical one to actually get it right, or you just want to move on? We'll do the five. We'll stick to the five.
Yeah, let's stick to the five.
Okay, sticking to format. Finally, we have fill the blanks. Identify the missing words to complete these reviews. Complete this one-star review of the movie. No, that's dumb. It's dumb. I'm not doing it. I'm getting another card. It's complete this one-star review of the movie Cats 2019. Too okay. Many blank. A, Cats. B, songs. C, Americans.
All would be true. You know, none of those are wrong. But it's got to be Cats, right?
Exactly. That's stupid. I'm giving you something difficult. I just have to dig it out of the box.
Yeah, this is... Trivial Pursuit kicks my ass, dude. I think I'm a good trivia mind. I know lots of useless shit.
Okay. But... Finally. This is great. Complete this five-star review of Free Willy.
Okay.
I especially like when the orcas sing to each other. It reminds me of blank. A, Winston Churchill. B, Celine Dion. And C, Jaws.
It's Celine Dion, right?
Celine Dion. These are too easy. Oh,
God. Oh, God. That one could have been hard if they just made the multiple choice, not so two stupid answers and an obvious one.
Yeah. What the heck? What the heck? Anyway, that's five-star review game. That's how it works. Brent would have kicked my butt, just like Jess did.
And I'm you got shellacked, huh?
I'm not salty at all. I couldn't get anything right.
No, I love the format of the questions. That's all super fun, and what an interesting angle to take on trivia. And what a kind of a stale genre. You know, Jeopardy sort of got the cornerstone. I think that's a fun twist. But it was a little easy. That would be my one feedback. Crank that up a little bit.
I don't know, man.
I think, we'll did return. I just RNG out of it? I just fucking got that good RNG, those easy questions.
Yeah, the juice is flowing, so it makes sense. During the pod, I'm sure I would have, like if we were actually recording, I would have been fine. Mm-hmm. I was out of my game. I was out of my element.
Sure. You weren't in review mode. Well, no. I have. This is a review, or a maybe a couple of reviews from Metacritic.com. Metacritic features both actual critic reviews and user reviews. I, of course, went into the user review swamp for Kendrick Lamar's new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, double album, I should say, just released. Very topical, Brent. Great job. I'm going to read. Do you want the good or the bad first?
Oh, that's tough. Give me the good.
All right. This review is from Mellow Lolliot. Mellow Lolliot, I believe. They write, my own opinion.
Naturally.
Right. I was always a K-Dot fan and still am. I am following his music since Section 80. At the release of every project so far, I could immediately tell it was an album from K-Dot. This album is different. His lyricism and deeper meaning in this album is godlike, as expected. The Souls-like / blues-type sound are a charm to my ears. For someone living in Germany, living an ordinary life without violence and racism, Kendrick always opened my eyes to show me how it is to live in a, quote, generation of pain where murder is minor. Happy face. I think it is important that the world understands that everybody has different lives and grew up in completely different environments with different fears and problems. Kendrick did that for me. This album is great, but I got one problem, though.
Oh.
I know that the lyricism was always the biggest priority, but to mix in some, quote, banger-type songs in this project would be the cherry upon the cake. In comparison to his previous project, this project lacks this, quote, I'm driving a car and singing along with some great beats, end quote. Parenthetical. For example, Element, Money Trees, ADHD, Ellipses, parenthetical type vibe. In his older projects, he got those banger type songs and still delivered great storytelling and lyricism. I feel like the moment when we all got the message and understood the deeper meaning behind his words, the project gets, quote, boring to listen to. It lacks some replay value. That is my opinion. Love you, K-Dot. 7 out of 10.
I thought I was alone in, I'm shocked to know that there is someone else like me who sings to the beat. I love driving in my car singing to the beats. I don't care about lyricism when I have a beat to sing. Okay, I know. I'm taking it too literally, aren't I?
You could say you are taking the piss.
But, buddy, Mr. German man, living in a country of people who all pretty much look the same, and in fact, part of your history was surrounded about trying to make everyone look the same.
Yeah, it's very disappointing in Germany where schools have mandatory trips to concentration camps so everyone can learn about history and why we shouldn't do it again. He thought that there was no generation of pain where murder is minor, smiley face.
Yeah. Glad I can learn about racism from Kendrick, though. What? I mean, yes, but what?
Yeah, I mean, you can have both.
You should. I don't know. I don't know what to
say. You definitely should. So what do you think about his, I know you're not a particular hip-hop fan, but what do you think of the comment upon the lack of bangers that there needed to be less messaging and more bangers on this project.
I hard agree, honestly. I listened to The Weeknd's new album, and I was like, doesn't hit quite as hard as the last one. Really? I know that the message is there, but for me, there's not as much banging.
There's not, yeah, I...
No blinding lights, man.
There's some good stuff on there, but it does lack the total bangers. I will say I have listened to this Kendrick album in my own opinion, colon. There's plenty of bangers on there.
Okay.
The first song is like, it pretends not to be a banger for a couple minutes. And then the craziest bassy drums kick in. Just that's these cool. Driving, and he just goes crazy. And that's just the beginning.
I mean, I like that. There's too much instant gratification in all things these days. Too much ready for immediate consumption. Man, you go back to the songs of the 40s, and it's like 2.5 minutes of instrumental, and then the vocalist steps up to the mic. Yeah. And sings. You're like, whoa.
It takes you on a journey.
Yeah,
and...
I want a journey.
There are some artsy songs on the project. There's a sort of a domestic disagreement argument between him and a female rapper where the argument is the rap.
Okay.
And, that's you know, cool. That's not really a great drive in the car and sing to the beat type song, but it did grab my ears, something fierce. It did amaze me. Let me quickly get to this review from Brad Bull 11. 5 years for this? Trash. I get that there's deeper meaning in the lyrics and all that, but it's still music. It still has to sound good. It simply does not sound good. I'm never going to put this on in my car with my mates. Yeah. Or by myself, even. Oh. I can't see a situation in which this album would be played. And to wait 5 years for it? Madness. 0 out of 10.
Oh! Metacritic.
Metacritic.
Letting people zero it out.
Yep. Very bold. Very bold.
That,
To me, a 0 should only be given to music that actively harms your ears. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
It's and not even in a so bad it's good way. And... I am going to vomit if I continue to listen. Type beat.
It's like damaging chainsaws in blenders sound.
Yeah. Well, that's all about Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. It is going to be a cultural cornerstone of our generation, I think.
Oh, okay.
Looking back on. So I suggest giving it a listen. Go on the old Genius and read along with the lyrics and... You will both be moved. You will both be impressed. You will make a stink face and nod your head. I can guarantee it. At least a couple of times.
I mean, if the stink face is there, then that's fair.
Yeah. I was like, damn, this is... For this is the most a political album has ever given me stink face. For those who don't know, stink face is the best thing you can get when listening to hip hop. Just like, ooh... Oh, this is dirty. Anyway, do you have a quick review?
I have a quick one. Yeah.
Let's go for it.
It strikes me a bit personally, honestly. This is a Google Maps review of the Illinois Department of Human Services. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have many locations. This is one in Elgin. Sarah Binion writes, dropped a friend off. Apparently there was no line. Make sure you have your documentation, such as paycheck stubs for the last two periods. Honestly, it's the best policy. I gave it 2 stars because who likes being in a government building? 2 stars.
Yeah, I can agree.
Big agree.
If there's any DMV that has a 5-star review, people are lying. It's just...
It's a front for something.
In my small town where I grew up in Michigan... The DMV was so painless. Never a line. Never any of that stereotypical stuff. Always not busy. You get served almost right away. Still a fucking 1.5-star experience at best.
Yeah. Even historical buildings. Oh, wow, I'm in the state capitol. Or I'm in the original state capitol. And it's like, I kind of feel like I'm going to get yelled at any moment for standing in the wrong place or sitting down in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Just that those authoritative aura around you.
Yeah. Okay, the less time spent here, the better. And where do I work? A government building.
Society. We'd like to thank you out there in the society.
All of society.
All of society for making this podcast possible, but especially the segment of the society that made it to the end of this episode. Welcome to the Real Ones Club, listeners. You made it to the plugs. Thank you for listening. We'd like to let you know that every week, a new episode of this podcast, Tuesday, bright and early, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you've seen a funny review on the internet from any type of website, we would absolutely appreciate it if you sent it our way, just like the Tub Man and Cousin Cade. Thank you very much. And our friend Jess for supplying Matt with the review game.
Somehow.
Yeah, send those over to our Gmail, reviewparty.com@gmail.com.
Somehow, some strange time gauntlet that just tears the fabric of time itself and reach through. It's like, here it is. You don't even need a sack of holding. You just reach through into some void that's always there, yet never. Anyway, if you want to reach out through the void to us, you can do it much easier. You don't need a time gauntlet, a space gauntlet, not even an infinity gauntlet. Sorry if you don't like to talk about Marvel movies. You can reach out on social media at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok and at reviewpartypod on Twitter. You can also find all our juicy details at reviewparty.com, where there's all the episodes. There's all the blog posts, like the game review. There is the shop, and there's the sign up for the After Party Review newsletter that keeps you in the know. You know?
Keeps you in the yes as well.
Yes.
Yes. Keeps you in our good graces. You know, we are tyrants of Review Party hosts, you know? If you get out of our good graces, say goodbye to your weekly comedy dosage, all right? We're cutting you off.
Say goodbye. Kiss a goodbye.
Know who else I'd love to give a big kiss? Like a big wet one on, Matt?
Who?
The Nosebleeds. Actually,
Ooh.
Nosebleeds drop the and look them up on Spotify, because they've been kind enough to let us use their song for our show as the theme song. Words are tough. The song's called Bread for Breakfast. You've heard it throughout the episode. If you want to hear it or any other good ones, like I said, go to Spotify, search Nosebleeds. It's one word, you dictionary-less freaks. I have a review to finish this out, Matt.
Yum, yum.
Feed me, Seymour.
Sorry.
It's okay, Gertrude. No, it's not. What's that fucking plant's name?
Audrey. Audrey 2.
Audrey 2. It's okay, Gertrude 2. Does that make me Rick Moranis?
Yeah, that's a little Rick.
Little Rick, I got a review to finish us out here, also for Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Okay.
This time, this one's from iTunes. This iTunes review is written by Real AK-4774. Apparently, there's 73 other Real AK-47s. They title it, If You Like to Hear Dude Talk Over Beats, they write, Then You Gonna Love This One, Straight Up Trash Album. 1 star.
Straight up trash.
If I'm not mistaken, I think all rap is dude talking over beats.
Yeah, that's probably the case. But hey, I like it. I like it neat. No ice, no filler. Just straight up trash talking over.